Well, hey guys, welcome to my daily update video. Hey, in a few moments, I want to share some thoughts with you, about how to become praised. The Bible says we were made for worship. And the bottom line is, and I'm still learning this after many years, we become alive when we worship. We were created for worship. And everything in us just flourishes and comes alive in worship. Good. Hey, you're going to jump into that in a moment. Let me do five quick housekeeping things. As usual, if you're new to my YouTube channel, please do hit the subscribe button down there. Give the bell symbol a long press. Give this video a thumbs up and share it. Secondly, why not subscribe to our email newsletter, link below. Thirdly, if you're not yet a Christian and you're interested in setting up a conversation to explore what does it really mean to be a Christian, not a religious person, to have a relational encounter for all eternity with Jesus Christ. I'd love to talk to you about that. I've got a link somewhere below, or just contact me through my website, and I'd love to set up a conversation with you, maybe a Zoom call or a phone call, and talk to you about your soul. Number four, hey, thank you to all of the friends and partners of Graham Jones Ministries. We love and appreciate you. And if you're not yet a partner, why not pray about becoming a partner? Link below. And lastly, do check out my online ministry school. I have a new course called In the Midst going live this week, and lots of great courses there, and including our monthly live mentoring sessions. So if you have a call to ministry, I believe these could be a real blessing to you. Boom. Okay. Well, let's talk about praise. I was reading earlier one of my favorite psalms. Psalm 33 says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous." That's me. That's you if you're a Christian. And then it says, "For praise for the upright is beautiful." I have a new King James here. I believe it's the King James that says praise is comely. Let me find that. Praise fits you. Rod Stewart sang a song years ago saying, "You were it well. You were made for praise." And hallelujah. Come on, you were made to worship God. And I tell you guys, it's amazing. If we took the sun away, all of the flowers and the plants would shrivel and die. And I love coming outdoors. I'm outdoors today working. I've just been in a cafe for about 3 hours working. It's great, nice place to drink coffee. But I love being outdoors. We were made to live in the sun, and we were made to live in the light of God's presence. And God invades the praises of his people. You were made for praise. You come alive when you praise. And I just want you to think with me for a moment today. I believe I'm on a journey where I'm trying to reverse how I think about worship. I'm trying to let worship not be a thing that I do sometimes, but rather life be something I do. Rather than say, how can I fit praise and worship into my daily life? I'd rather think, how can I fit my daily life into worship? Is it possible to live a life where everywhere we go, all day long, we are worshiping? When we're working, we're drinking coffee, we're answering emails, we're on a treadmill, in a gym, we're washing dishes, whatever. We're giving glory to God. And I tell you guys, when we do that, Christianity gets easy. You know, Christianity isn't hard. Christianity is impossible. My point is, you'll burn yourself out when you try to do it. And I believe when we put on the garments of praise, praise is comely. Imagine if you came to me today and said, "Hey, Graham, that shirt looks really great on you." It's just an example, okay? Praise looks well on you. You were made to wear praise. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And Satan loves us to wear the garments of the things we're going through. As if he wants us emotionally to be worrying, to be channeling, if you will, the life we're living right now. And in the midst of everything going on around us, though the fig tree shall not blossom, though there be no fruit in the vine, though the labor of the olive fail, though the field will yield no meat, we can be a people who rejoice in the God of our salvation. You know, if you think about it right now, your spirit is seated in heavenly places in the glory of God. You are seated in Christ Jesus at the right hand of God. the angels, the cherubim are circling round him crying, "Holy, holy, holy is he who was and is to come." There is a myriad of angels, the saints, Old Testament, New Testament. The communion, the courts of heaven are bowing down, crying glory to the Lamb who was slain. Right now, your spirit is in the midst of worship. Your spirit is alive. Now, our challenge is, I believe we need to learn to bring our soul into the place where our spirit is. And right now, my spirit is alive in heavenly places, but my soul is here in Massachusetts. My soul has a big to-do list of things today. My soul didn't get enough sleep last night, and my body is like kind of a little tired, and that's pulling my soul down a little bit. And our soul gets wrapped in the reality with which we live. So I believe what we've got to do is learn to worship. Again, worshiping won't change everything around us necessarily. It's not like, boom, everything changes, but it changes something on the inside of us. And I think we should become praise. So I want to challenge you, what would it be like to go on a praise fast? I'm on a fast right now, not a fast of food. Well, I'm actually fasting food this morning. I fast every morning, but I'm on a fast of TV, a fast of watching. Sometimes I watch videos, I listen to an audiobook when I'm working in the background. There's nothing wrong with that, not ungodly things, but I'm literally on a fast where the only thing I'm doing is hearing God's word and hearing worship music and hearing praise. And everywhere I go, I'm trying to be pouring out, praying in tongues, worshiping in tongues. I don't know what it's like for you. For me, there is a place, let's talk about worshiping in tongues, where for about the first 10 minutes, it's often, it feels like dry. It feels like I'm pumping the well and nothing's coming out. It feels like an effort. It feels like there is a temptation at every level to give up, to think, oh, I'm not really getting much out of that. One of the keys to becoming praise is realizing we're not meant to get something out of worship. We're meant to put something into worship. And if we put something into worship, we will get something out of worship. But we've got to start off by thinking, what am I actually going to pour in? What am I going to put into this? And when we'll begin to worship by faith, begin to praise him, not because we're feeling like it, but rather because he's worthy to be praised, life begins happening, the glory of God. If you'll keep pressing through, there's a difference between striving and contending. And if we'll continue to contend for the glory of God, there is a place of breakthrough where, I find this hard to describe, but I know it's true in my life, where it's no longer you who worships, but Christ in you who worship. It's like the Holy Spirit's carrying you, and it's a bit like driving a car. You're flying down the highway at 90, 55. And you're not really doing the work. And I believe that's a place we can learn to live in a worship where we dwell in the praises of the Lord. Boom, Selah. So my challenge to you today, and my challenge to myself, is how do we make worship and praise our constant? How do we make it our lifestyle? And rather, how do we learn to do everything else? How do we let everything else play second fiddle to the glory of God? Selah. Boom. Hope that's been a blessing to you. Try and put it into practice in your life today and let me know how that is going. Hey, I'll be back tomorrow with another video, and have a great day. Worship wherever you are right now in Jesus' name.